Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, since we're having a blast, let's go ahead and keep things positive here.
Do it.
When do you think you're going to die?
Oh, that's positive.
Or maybe look at it with the glass half full. How long do you think you'll live?
Wow. Mm.
What age do you think, Heidi? Do you have an idea in your mind when you're going to drop?
87, 88.
That's just a number you got in your head?
Well, my parents lived to 90.
Okay.
So I figure...
You should live longer than that. I mean, technology is getting better, medical, health, lifestyles. I mean, you should go past 90.
Yeah, but did you have the same lifestyle habits as your parents?
Probably. They taught me earlier, probably better than my parents.
Wow.
They didn't start till later.
Oh, okay. So yeah. Eating...
Tofu and greens and all that.
And you've got to remember, Heidi has never had a UVA or UVB ray land on her body.
That's true.
You know, if you got to eat tofu, why would you want to keep living?
I'm with you there, Cato. And I'm going to discuss that in a second. But what do you think you're going to make it to?
I don't want to make it past 80.
Okay, so 80 is your limit.
Yeah.
Hawk?
What does toad food taste like?
We'll give you some later.
Like frog food? I'm going to say 81.
81? I've always thought 75 for some reason. I think it has something to do with my grandfather.
Huh? Yeah.
What's that?
You're aiming a little high.
I hope not.
Let's place bets.
I'm just looking at your eating habits.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, and your exercise habits.
I don't have any exercise habits.
That's what I'm saying.
Why do you mention your grandfather?
Well, he died at 75, and I don't know why there's a connection there. I just feel like I'm going to.
But was that the one that was in an accident?
Yeah, it was a boating accident.
Well, that's an accident.
Well,
that's
natural. I try to stay out of boats when I'm 75.
There you go. That's a good idea for you.
But they asked people who are known for their longevity, people who lived over the age of 100 years old.
Oh, wow.
What were their secrets for living this long? So this is not necessarily scientific, more anecdotal, but still, these people have done the unimaginable. They've made it past 100 years.
Don't you love those stories where the old lady's like, yeah, I drank liquor and ate bacon every day.
Okay, some of those are like that.
Really?
Wow. And that's interesting.
Okay.
What kind of liquor?
Yeah. Bacon.
Now bacon.
They asked 100 people over the age of 100 what their secrets were, their tips were. And so as a result of this, you're going to have some of them that contradict each other.
That's fine.
Because some of them did different things to get there.
Right.
They say the number one most common thing that they agreed on was that they ignored traditional advice about their diet. So they did not listen to all of the things people told them they were supposed to do to eat right and be healthy.
Mm-hmm.
But then number two was eat healthy. Apparently just a little over half of these people ate whatever they wanted and the other half ate healthy.
You know what? I think some people, just in their genetics, they can eat whatever they want and they live forever. I think it's a genetic thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll agree to that. Yeah. I don't think they live forever, but yes, I agree that they live a long time regardless of what they eat.
I really didn't mean people live forever. I don't know anybody's live forever.
I took you literally.
And then you see those that work out constantly that are jogging that drop dead from heart attacks.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, we had a karate teacher. He was really well-renowned in the karate field. He was a black belt before everyone had a black belt. And he was in the parking lot going to do some exhibition, and the airport dropped dead, heart attack, 50, and he just died. So, yeah, that's certainly no guarantee. They say staying active is another thing that these people said you have to do to live to be over 100.
Yeah.
Stay positive is also important.
See? Mm-hmm.
So I guess if you're negative all the time, you'd be like, I'm not going to make it to 100. You probably won't.
That's true. I know somebody like it.
True.
Okay. Now, here's another one where there's contradictions.
Okay.
16% of them said drink alcohol regularly. And a 111-year-old man said, putting a little bourbon in your morning coffee is like medicine.
Oh, wait, I got coffee here.
Okay, here
maybe
you go.
Maybe it calms people down, you know? Okay. Maybe it gives them this feeling of well-being. Who knows?
Right next to that was, don't drink too much and don't smoke.
Wow. Okay.
One of the best quotes was from a 106-year-old lady who said, I never smoked, I never drank, I never cussed, I never lied, and I never chased cowboys.
Wow.
No wonder she's so old. God's trying to let her finally have some fun.
Yeah. I'm giving you a chance, honey.
It's like, I've given you another year. Go have some fun.
There you go.
Well, that just proves it's already too late for me.
Yeah.
Because I did pretty much all of this.
Yeah. I didn't do that before. She's 25.
They say maintain meaningful relationships. Mm-hmm. Always try to get a good night's sleep. Be nice to people. And have faith.
Okay.
And those are the secrets.
Well, you know, and I'm thinking about, like, my parents, and they're getting
Hold on. Kato's going right now.
Did you say
Is that bourbon in his coffee?
That's too much, Heidi.
Okay.
Good Lord.
That's just a nip.
How about Heidi had more bourbon in her purse.
A little nip.
And put it. But last time I was at home, my parents were getting up there.
Oh.
I happened to walk in on my mom early in the morning. I got up early.
Oh.
And there's a bathroom through her bedroom. And I was going to use that, and as I opened the door, she was in her underwear with her legs up in the air doing, like, bicycle exercise pedaling.
Oh, I had no idea.
In her bed.
I'm so sorry for you.
Oh. I wanted to die.
But that's cool. She's doing exercises.
No, it's not cool. Have you had to go to, like, PTSD classes or anything?
I need to.
You should have undressed, jumped in bed, and rode with her.
I should have just put my feet on with hers and do those bicycle pedal exercises that you do.
I'm going to need some help.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.